Gary, you're welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Summer went fairly fast.
Seems to go faster every year, as far as I can see.
Well, I think the clock keeps going faster, whether it's involved in sport or otherwise.
Well, maybe so, but sure. Listen, the weather wasn't too bad, sure.
Exactly, that was quite good, actually. Yeah. Okay, Gary, well, new season. Tell us anything new in the Donegal League. Tell us what the structure is, just because...
Well, I suppose basically the structure is very much similar to what it has been.
Yeah.
One of the main changes will be that the Saturday division is reverting back to the old system where we've got the two Saturday divisions. Instead of having a Saturday team division and a reserve team division, we're going back so that there will be promotion and relegation in the years to come now again. And... We have 20 teams competing on the Saturday this year. It's very, very big. With four new clubs putting in reserve teams, which is a boost. I know we've lost a couple of teams there for reserve teams as well, but there's four teams, Kildrum Tigers, Lagan Harps, Kidora Celtic and Drum King United, all starting off new reserve teams. So it's going to be a good mix there. You've got some Saturday clubs and some reserve teams in each division, and there'll be some good competition there, mate.
And how did they decide? Is it geographic or just randomly?
No, the only thing we do geographically is the area sections of the Brian McCormick Cup, the area seals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Christina, the fixture secretary, would have sat down and she would have assessed the past number of seasons and how the team is would have done, and she would have placed them in whichever division that would have been the appropriate place for them. And then she would have brought in the four... new teams, and obviously they would have to come in at the bottom, as same as if they were coming in on Sunday. You always enter the lower division on the particular day that you're entering. So that's how that would have been done. So Christina O'Donnell, who's the fixture secretary, would have assessed that, and of course should have been consultation with the executive committee there on that one. So we have Castle from Celtic, Glenay United, Milford United, Kepler Rovers, Cagey Rovers, and Donegal Town all in the first division with reserve teams. They're joined by Glencairn Celtic and Orchard FC, Ironmore United and Stand Rovers. Four teams there who don't need any introduction. You know, they could be playing Sunday football, but that's not what they want to do as clubs. It suits them better to play the Saturday football, so they'll be able to handle them reserve teams as well as anybody. So that's going to be a really good division, that's first division. And so will the second, because you've got St. Catharines reserves, Dromahill reserves, and the N Wanderer reserves, they're three who've been there now for a while. They're joined by Fintown Harps, Dunluce Celtic, who of course were a Sunday side for many years, but they're back in this last couple of seasons there on the Saturday ticket. And Drumbara FC, another good club over there in Donegal Town, and of course they're joined by the four new clubs that I mentioned earlier. So there's plenty of competition on the Saturday this year, which is brilliant, mate.
And moving on to the Sunday, I suppose what it'll be all about is getting promotion from the lower division to a higher one. And if you're in the Premier Division, I suppose it's winning it.
Absolutely. I mean, once you get into the Premier Division, the only thing is you can look at is trying to win it, and or else maybe some clubs maybe might look in their first season or two in there maybe to avoid going down and getting a feel for it in the first year, maybe having a better go at it in the second season. But the teams have gone up. Kepler Rovers went up as champions, of course, of Division 1, and Donegal Town is runners-up. They'll not be sitting back waiting for a year of rehearsals or practice. They will be going straight for the title. And, of course, they're going to face very tough opposition there. Then A United, the champions, Dromahill, who were second last year. You know, them clubs, you know, are going to be looking to try and... finish where they did last year, and Mahal obviously will be looking to win the league. And there's Castle Fan Celtic, another club there who will be also pushing for honours, as will Kildon Tigers, you know. So, I mean, it's going to be a very tough division, that's Premier Division this year.
And who would be favourites to come up from the First Division and Second Division?
Well, I mean, if we look at the First Division, I mean, how do you know who's going to be favourites? You know, I mean, I suppose you've got to take your personal choices. I mean, I always look to see who was relegated first, to see if they're likely to bounce back. And when you look at one of the names down there in particular, St. Catharines FC, I mean, Miles, you know as well as I do, St. Catharines FC are a Premier Division side. And I think they will be one of the main contenders for the honours in Division 1 this year. Just below them on my list here, I've got Cagey Rovers, another team who haven't been in the top flight for a wee while, but, you know, they're another likely candidate. But, I mean, there's just so many there. You know, you've got Lifford Celtic, Gidore Celtic, Duncan Ely Celtic, Raphoe Town, you know, Bunnegee United, and of course you've got Balvasay United, who were last year's double winners, winning the CT Ball Division 2, and also doing the double, which is kind of unheard of, Division 2 team doing the double in the Donegal League, and they won the Brian McCormick Cup, defeating Rathmullen in that final at the Dry Irish Park. So Balfour United will be looking to maybe knock on for another make it two promotions on the trot.
Have they held on to their players from last year in the same management setup?
Now, you don't want me to give away any secrets, do you, Miles?
I do, of course.
You do? Well, now, I've been a little bit away from the club at the minute there, myself personally, but I have got good reports that all the players are re-signed or are re-signing for the season. You know, we're into this new system now of e-registrations, and it's very, very cumbersome, and the league are doing very well to roll it out this year. Jimmy Haughey and Nigel Ferry and Terry Rutten are the officers there, and I mean, it's a new thing for the league, it's a new thing for the clubs, and everybody's trying hard to embrace it and to bring it on board. And I mean, going forward, it sounds like it'll be a good system, but I mean, I'm sure to everybody else it'll have its teething problems. And so we're waiting to see who signs who. I mean, I thought maybe Chadney today, I would have maybe some kind of list, but we're kind of just weaving behind with getting lists of players at the moment, you know. But listen, by next week, when we hope to have an official league launch next week, and we'll hope to have all the details then, as we will have of our sponsors. We'll have a few new sponsors coming on board this year, a couple of already committed, very high-profile businesses. Great to have them coming on board. We may be lost one or two of our long-term ones, but that's because of their businesses changing hands and things like that. But we can talk about all that at a later date, Miles. You know, we're just waiting. We're just eager now to get mixed into next Sunday and get the ball rolling with the area shields of the Brian McCormick Cup.
Okay, well, we'll leave it till next Sunday, and we wish the league the best of luck.
Yeah, well, Miles, just on that Brian McCormick Cup, on the area shields, you know, this year it's going to be three Sundays. Traditionally, we would have went maybe Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday, or Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday with that. So that competition would have been kind of over within a fortnight, you know, and you're rolled right into the league. But now it's going to be three Sundays. So the 20th, which is next week, the 27th of the following week, and the 3rd of September, that's going to be all Brian McCormick Cup with your finals on the 3rd of September. The Saturday League then, both divisions, they'll start on the 2nd of September, and the Sunday League will start proper on the 10th of September. So that's the dates for now, and as I said to you there a minute ago, Miles, next week, hopefully next Tuesday night at Ballyhale, we'll be having this launch, but we've got to work in close with the press and the sponsors to see when it suits all of them to get this launch on its way, you know. So hopefully, Miles, next week we'll have everything tidied up. But the preparations are well advanced, and I do know the clubs are signing the players. I've seen some of the registrations come in, and there may be a few surprises of who's playing where now this year. That's one thing that I might be able to divulge to you, but I'll say nothing until we get confirmation of it.